Pride as well. We'll be with you until 6 tonight with the best, well, the best show, Zach. I guess that can be determined at the end of the 2 hours.
Well, see, there's a lot of qualifying determinations to make that. So you need to, you really got to be on your P's and Q's today.
You know, it's one of these things, you know, you've been there before. I know it's hard to believe, but yes, even you with your weekend show, that you've had shows you walk away and go, really? That's the best I can do? And for me, when that happens, luckily, I don't really have too many awful shows. But when you have one, you know, you really think about it for 24 hours and can't wait to redeem yourself.
Hmm.
You don't have that problem, do you?
I don't. Well, see, you know, the thing is, I live my day every day with trying to limit my regret as much as possible. This isn't just show stuff. This is just life, right?
You're not like that a double-A baseball player who said he didn't like to set goals for himself because he didn't want to let himself down.
No, you got to set goals. Like, there's no – you can't – people try to chase dreams all the time. And they don't have goals, and they just get lost. They're wandering, and that's the problem with a lot of people that don't make successes of themselves, I think.
Yeah, you know, kind of like I wanted to be the starting second baseman for the Atlanta Braves, and that just
you didn't set the right goals. You know, you got to high school, college, you know, you just got to get those goals. Yeah, goals are
NBA,
important.
Got the NBA.
I don't agree though with vision boards. I'll never do one. There was a job I had one time. It was before radio and all that. And I remember the company tried to. I won't say the company name, but the company tried to force everybody to make vision boards for like the new year or something like that,
right?
And I was like, no, that's not for me. By the way, I am not the office worker. Like, I can never be. I did it one time, and it was a nightmare for me every day to go in and, you know, do the fake Mondays, ha 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 ha, you know, that whole thing. And
well, see, everybody's different. See, my wife is the visionary board guy, person,
not a guy. Yeah, she's
not a guy,
she's
but
a female.
But she's the vision person, and she. You know, like putting things on the refrigerator for herself. But that's just, I'm like you. That's not the way I motivate myself.
No, that's not for me. That's not how
see,
I
I'm
say.
Like I'm the Vision Quest guy. That's me. You know, from that movie from the 80s, it's like, yeah, that's me.
I don't know. You reference an 80s movie. I'm over it already. I don't know what it is.
You know, it's interesting. My wife, who's, you know, younger than me, but not like she's like 30 years younger than me or anything. But, you know, if it's made before 2000, just like you, if it happened in sports before 1960, it's almost like it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
She's that person. Now, luckily for me, I've been able to... You know, I've been picking the best of the best, so it's like, wow, that wasn't too bad. But anything before 2000, movie-wise, for the longest period of time, I had no chance of ever getting her to watch it.
Really? Planes, yeah. Trains, and Automobiles? She says no to that?
Well, no, but see, I was able to, you know, when she saw that one, so yeah, so thumbs up on that. But there was a few there I got her into. But you can't. Here's the thing. When you're trying to get someone to adapt and to accept, you know, things like that, you can't strike out. You have to have like a Joe DiMaggio streak where you have to string together several movies in a row. It's like, okay, so now the acceptance level is high. Before, not so much.
I love my mother dearly, and what I'm about to say is going to counter that a little bit. But I love my mother dearly, but she, like, if I bring her like a new music, whatever it is, whatever artist, if I say, oh, you should really listen to this, she'll never listen to it. Like, she'll just, because I don't know what it is. But if she finds it on her own, even though it'll be that person, like Jason Mraz or somebody like that, then she loves it. So she actually thinks
that Jason Mraz is really good.
Jason Mraz is good, first off. We don't okay, that's a whole whatever. We can have a whole 2 hour show on that, but
no, we won't.
But we
you save that for your Sunday morning, baby.
she I found a way though to kind of do what you're talking about, to where you like subtly hint to it but then make it seem like it's that person's idea, you know,
right.
What I mean. That's what
right.
You got to do with
people or
like that.
You ought to like put on the music and then don't say anything and let her realize, wow, that's pretty good. Who is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've learned.
That's the idea.
You know, there's just certain things that you can do. You can
in your household,
way.
You put on what? You put on, I'm forgetting the John Hughes movie now that I can't even remember what it was. Oh, it's the high school movie, not Pretty in Pink, but.
I know what you're
man,
talking about.
Man, Breakfast Club.
Get stuck.
Breakfast
yeah,
Club. You put on Breakfast Club and you just
Simple
let her find
Minds,
her.
Mm-hmm. Who was, yeah. No.
You figure it out for her for herself.
She's
she
great. No,
it.
Look, she's like me with me. Our music taste all over the place, so that's great. So she'll, we'll be in the moods from everything from the latest from Miley Cyrus to 70s music. You know, she's a rock and roller too, so I don't have issues with music with her.
Mm.
Just with the movies, anything before 2000, it took a while to get her on board.
My wife's never been a big movie person, and I love movies, and so we've like she's kind of in this weird world where like I have a whole list and we're slowly moving down the list. Like a few months ago, she finally saw Back to the Future, and of course right. We watched all three, and she fell in love with it. She was like, "This is amazing! Why have I never seen this?" And I'm thinking the same thing. How'd you go 27 years without seeing Back to the Future? But there's people out there like that.
Well, I'm the no ET guy. I'm Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Nope, didn't see that one.
You don't like alien movies, huh? Independence Day.
I loved Independence Day.
Okay,
major thumbs up as far as
it's not surrounded by an alien though. It's just kind of an alien presence.
Now watching it. Now, a little hoaxy with the speech and all, but, you know, hokey at the time. But if you watched it, you know, the first time, because it was a blockbuster that summer, you know, it's like, wow, that was pretty cool. Liked it.
I watch it every single summer, and I'll at least watch it twice a summer. Love Independence Day. I think it's a terrific movie.
Do you do that and then play, like, Martina McBride's Independence Day song?
Yeah. Do that. You got to get in the spirit, man.
See, I don't have to get anything to get me in the spirit. See,
for freedom? For patriotism?
Every day, baby. That's the way I live my life. That's why I don't need Memorial Day or Veterans Day to appreciate the sacrifices that these families, not just the folks in the military, but their families that they make each and every day. Not just saying that. I totally believe that. You know, to me, it's like mentally, I don't know if I could do it. Now, if I had to, we were under attack, no problem at all. But the what they have to go through and what they do, and you know, being in North Alabama in Huntsville with the Redstone Arsenal and the and all the things involving with space, but also everything involved with the military as well, you can't help but get caught up in that and understand what they're going through, and knowing spouses are gone for months at a time. And so when I say it, I'm not just throwing it out there as words and then not thinking about it. It really hits home with me just because I grew up in that kind of atmosphere as far as seeing the folks and what they go through, and I totally will always have that in my heart. Not just throwing it out there as far as words. So, you know, the 2 days, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, for me, it's every day. And I really, truly mean that, too.
Yeah, it's my entire family. It's all military, so I totally understand.
All right, before we go to break, 615-844-5600, Jeff in the Borough. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, Ballpark? How you doing?
I'm good.
Are you surviving without college football?
Hey, there's college football in my head every day.
And we're about to have Yale and the OVC soon too, so you'll have all that.
Yeah, we've got spring football coming up.
Which Jeff does not like spring football.
He'll be there Sunday afternoon, Tennessee State, rooting on them Tigers.
Hey, don't be knocking it. You know, because of those experiences, I tell you what, when I worked there from 88 to 2001, I had a chance to, at one point, stand right next to Walter Payton as he's watching his alma mater, Jackson State, play Tennessee State there at Soldier Field, hanging around Ed Tuttle Jones and all those guys. I will never, ever, ever take for granted all the experiences that I got to enjoy, including walking around a track, just Wilma Rudolph and myself, about 6 months before she passed away from her brain tumor, but walking on her track named after her. So I will never, ever, ever take for granted those experiences.
Well, they got a great program. There's no doubt about that. They've got tradition in football. There's no question about that. They've had a lot of great players over the years, and Coach Barrett was a great coach, and he was there. No doubt about that. Their track program was one of the best.
Ed Temple, one of the funniest things a coach ever told me, Ed Temple used to love to say this in speeches too, but he's the only person that he knows whose wife allows him to run around with fast women. And just hearing him say, and he would, you know, get himself cracked up saying it, but it was just a perfect line, and it's like, exactly. Can't argue with that.
Exactly. Well, I was glad you would. I don't know if you heard about it, but I listened to the show earlier today. They were saying that offensive lineman Juan Yamore, of course, he put his name in the transfer form, Tennessee, heard he transferred to Oklahoma. What do you think about that?
Well, I tell you what, a big hit from Alabama perspective, they lost their offensive line coach. He's following Steve Sarkisian out to Texas, and he was a guy that was instrumental putting together those offensive lines for the Crimson Tide. Another huge loss from that coaching staff for Alabama.
I'm sure Saban will find somebody to work for him. I'm sure it'd take him a while.
Yeah, we're not going to feel sorry for him just yet.
I'm not going to feel sorry for Alabama and Nick Saban, especially after Devontae Smith's finger got broke in the national championship game. I really feel sorry for him, don't you?
Well, I'd see. Was it technically broke? Because I hear that it was just dislocated, that he could have gone into the ball game.
It's half broke, maybe. Half broken, half just to log into whatever. I sure don't feel sorry for him. I haven't trouble winning and all that. So I sure don't feel sorry for him with the big ring on his finger. So.
By the way, I want to get your assessment about what happened, and I'm not being funny here, Tuesday night, you know, with the fight. It's not that Kentucky, because Bama was a 3.5-point underdog to Kentucky. It wasn't that Alabama won that game, a place that they had not won in, what, 14-plus years. But the 20-point margin of victory.
Well, when you don't guard the 3-point line and you let a team shoot 48% from the 3-point line, and Alabama's offense is shooting the three, if they're making them, they're going to win. If they don't, they're not. They made 14 3-pointers. They shot 48% from the three. Kentucky made four, which they're not going to shoot 35 like Alabama's going to do. They're not going to shoot 40,000 3-pointers. That's what Alabama does. That's their offense. They've got no big men to speak of, and that's what they do. So they
well, and the fact they're one big one, they just lost Jordan Bruner. He's out indefinitely. He had a procedure done on a meniscus injury he suffered in that Kentucky game. And here's the guy. He's the transfer guy from Yale. So Barton Simmons probably certainly keeps up with him from over at Vanderbilt. Yeah. But 6'10" guy averaging about 8.6 rebounds a game, and so he's out indefinitely now.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then Kentucky had 19 turnovers, so you can't turn the ball over 19 times and expect to win.
Are you happy, by the way, you hit and miss with all these newcomers, these one-and-done players. Are you happy with that, or would you rather go back at a time where these players are sticking around 2 or 3 years?
I mean, I'd rather stick around, but I understand why they leave. It's not, it's like Terry Wilson. He's got an extra year. He's a transfer quarter right now. He's playing somewhere. He's going to go somewhere else besides Kentucky. It's like when players in the transfer portal, they don't want to stick around. They want to go somewhere else. That's like guys in Tennessee. All these Tennessee players are leaving Tennessee because they know they can win championships somewhere else. Ty Chandler's going to North Carolina because they're a top-10 program.
Right.
He's not a top-10 program. Simple as that. They're not going to win championships in Tennessee. They're going to win them somewhere else. They don't want to stay in Tennessee. They don't want to. If a kid's not playing, he's not going to stay around. It's just like when Bo Jackson got recruited to Alabama, Barry Bryant told him, said, well, you might sit on the bench till your junior year.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson documented, you got to be out of your damn mind. I'm going to sit on the bench for 2 years. You got to be out of your damn mind. So Pat Dye told him, said, I'll give you a chance to play, and that's all he needed. It's a chance to play. You know, he had a chance to play at Auburn. He played at Auburn, and the rest is history.
He scored the game-winning touchdown in the waning moments of that his very first Auburn-Alabama game, and it was Bear Bryant's last game as head coach of the Crimson Tide, as far as Iron Bowl.
His Iron Bowl and stuff. So I mean, that's what Bo Jackson. He probably told him. He talked about Bear Bryant. You got about your damn mind. I think I'm gonna sit the bench 2 years. You know what you think you I'm gonna do? Now he's not gonna. Kids aren't gonna sit the bench now, except ones at Alabama. Maybe they might sit the bench. 3 or 4 years, get a year playing time. You know, like Joe Burrow got a year playing time. Where'd he get a first-round draft pick? And then I guess Mac Jones is going to be a first-round draft pick, I guess, in the NFL draft.
It's going to be – he's right there. It's going to be close. He's going to – it depends what happens between now and April, but he's certainly in the conversation.
Yeah, he's
going
certainly in the conversation.
Round.
I mean, him and Trevor Lawrence are going to – Trevor Lawrence will be number one pick, but, you know, definitely he'll be – I did want to ask you, too. Did you see where Theo Epstein got – MLB is consulted. What do you think about that?
You know, if that makes him happy, I mean, what else can you do? You know, he's what, you know, to me, there, you know, the situation at Boston was the perfect thing, and then he did it for the Cubs. I mean, that's just magical there for what he was able to do with both of those teams that had gone, you know, when you think about winning World Series, so he ended two droughts for two incredible franchises.
Oh, yeah, he's going to help them out with on-field stuff, so hopefully he can get the game better. And Zach, there'll be 162 games this year, not 60. We're going to play a real season. We're not going to play no minor leagues. We're going to play 162 this time.
Well, you have fun watching all 162. I'll tune out about halfway through and pay attention to the end.
And I'll have fun watching 17 NFL games, because I know for you it's not enough. I know it's got to be 20 and 25 for you. It ain't enough football.
I could do 20. 20's fine.
I promise you that. You'll be watching that league with the with with the
fans league.
Where they're betting in during the game, they're betting, and you get
calling plays.
You get the guy with the camera over the shoulder of the guy that's looking at the instant replay. Yeah, I like that. By the way, I like the fact that it's not hidden. Appreciate that. Is that a mic drop for him?
Well, Jeff always tries to leave with a mic drop. He's not a fan of my thoughts for baseball, which is I think the 60-game season, maybe an 80-game season, 84, try to cut it in half a little bit. I think
they're not gonna be able to pay those salaries.
It's just
There's a reason why there's 162 regular season games.
I know they just get and there's also dull, a reason. You know?
And remember when I was first noticing the 162 game schedule. Guess what? It wasn't spread out over 162 particular days from end of March to end of October. Back then, they played a lot of scheduled doubleheaders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only time they do it, they usually have a day night where they'll start the game in the at lunchtime, play that one out, and then tell in the non-COVID-19 era, then to clear the stadium and then invite people back in for the night game so they get two different gates.
But you can't disagree that the idea of what last season was seemed to have – every game seemed to matter a whole lot more. And
well,
it all
also mattered
the
because
same.
We were wondering what sports was going to be if we were
well,
able
true,
to,
but I'm saying,
remember,
though,
we,
you pay more attention to it.
I mean, I didn't mind the stretch run the way it and knowing that the sense of urgency, but once again, remember – with what we were going through at that point, you know, we didn't know if it was going to last. Especially, remember early on, I forgot, was it the Marlins? Which team? There was one team that got shut down.
It was Marlins and Phillies.
Yeah, there was one team that got shut down almost immediately, and it's like, uh-oh, this is not good.
But it's just, you know, sometimes, like, they say the dog days of summer, you know, those are the games you still got to win, they all matter at the same and all that, it's all fine, but it's just, you know, as a fan, as a viewer, there's some games, and every baseball fan, there might be a handful of weirdos out there that really do watch every single game of the entire season.
Oh, they're weirdos if they enjoy watching? So am I a weirdo because I love watching college football every week?
That's different. Okay. That one is easy because you can get it in bite-sized portions. We're talking about, you know, this is eating a whole two-layer cake here.
I'm watching 10 games on any given Saturday, so I'm the nut. So
that's
I don't,
still, take the 10 games that are played over the, 15-week total?
So it's about 100. It's about 170 games because remember it
this is way different, and you're talking longer games, the time frame. This is
and they're not even my favorite. But here's the thing: they're not even my favorite teams, and I'm still watching.
Okay, you definitely classify as a weirdo then. So I mean, you're in the ballpark with them. I'm just saying that if it was a shortened season, people would take more of these games more seriously because they matter more.
Okay.
At least in the span of time, right? You know, they get too long, and it's just I don't blame fans for tuning
like
out.
I don't like it being so long, but at the same time, it's not like I'm on the edge of my seat. I can be doing other things while it's still on. I mean, I can be multitasking. It's not like I have to be paying attention for every pitch.
Well, yeah, but there's
and still appreciate what's going on.
You would still do that even if it was like an 80 game season. You know, that's still a thing that could happen. It's just I'm saying that the idea that teams would play better, you don't have rest days, you could see more of your favorite players because they need them in, you know.
Maybe the only thing I would say is keep the number of games but have scheduled doubleheaders and kind of crunch the window of these games closer together. Like I don't like how long NASCAR is. Starting in February and going on, and the football season is well underway by the time we do, you know, crown a champion for NASCAR. I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just it's too long of a span, and you know, it's not the fans' fault for, you know, drifting in and out of the season. It's
and
it's
I think
the
same
organization.
Thing applies. I think the same thing applies. You know, here's the Predators starting their season tonight. I think the same thing applies to NBA and NHL. You know, mm-hmm. kind of push them all together a little bit more. You know, don't have so many off days per se. I'm okay with that. Yeah. I college basketball. Why is college basketball being played before Thanksgiving? I wish it would go back to the old days when it would tip off after Thanksgiving that weekend. Friday, Saturday tournaments, as far as after Thanksgiving, I had no problem with that. I think that why, and especially when you keep throwing it out there in the best interest, you know, for the student athletes who are getting their education, stop. Just stop.
For their 1 year of education.
They didn't move March Madness, by the way. They just moved the start of the season so they can get the extra month for TV revenue.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were thinking about the student athletes, by the way, when they made that decision.
Good. The 1 year of education they're going to get. That's a good one.
All right, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 615-844-5600, 844-5600. Coming up at 4:35, Ron Higgins, who is he's covered the SEC for decades. He is now the editor of Tiger Rag magazine. I'm just, going to ask him simply, and he knows I'm asking it. And, which team was the best team? Was it the 2019 LSU Tigers or this year's Alabama squad? Also, coming up just after 5, John Glennon talking Titans. We'll also ask him about his thoughts about the Preds this year as well. He's with BroadwaySportsMedia.com. And then around 5:40 or so, Jim McBride, the New England Patriots beat writer for the Boston Globe, a friend of the show, getting his thoughts on the Patriots moving forward, but also one Mr. Tom Brady, the incentives there, the legacy, and more. That's all coming up. But once again, open segment on the other side, so if you'd like to weigh in, 615-844-5600. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. The traffic's building right on schedule, actually, here on the South Loop. The West Loop 65 sliding down into Brentwood. There's a crash 40 East at OHB over there in Hermitage getting some attention. Also on 24 westbound here up by Spring Street, trying to hurry and move that crash to the side as traffic gets busy going eastbound 24 here up by the football stadium. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Listen up, football fans. I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called a same game parlay bet, and it's only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. A same game parlay bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the game. You can combine the money line, the over-under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you place a same game parlay bet risk-free. If you haven't already, just download that app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and use my promo code, which is BKING, B-K-I-N-G, same game parlays. Only available on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you. From the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this afternoon, we'll have clouds and maybe a shower, the high temperature 44. Cloudy tonight, rain shower early, rain or snow shower late, the low 32. Clouds and a stray sprinkle or flurry for Friday, high 42. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show now, 615-844-5600.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Zach Williams. Don't forget, coming up tonight, 6:50 for the pregame tip just after 7, Vanderbilt women's basketball, the 4-2 Lady Commodores, taking on South Carolina, number 5 and number 4 respectively in the country. They're 8-1. This will not be easy. Once again, 6:50 for the pregame tip just after 7. All the action right here on Nashville Sports Radio. 615-844-5600. Mike in Murfreesboro, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Johnny.
How are you? Happy New Year, sir.
Well, happy New Year to you. It's too cold to go fishing, so I listen to the radio. What kind of information has out of Vanderbilt? Getting a lot out of Tennessee, it's not all good, but lots of information. Has he done anything as far as assistance or whatever else?
You're talking about Clark Lee, and he's getting his staff together. And here's the thing. We've talked about all these teams, like, for example, with the transfer portal. In most years, you know, if you get hired after the initial signing date, you know, it's tough to put together a solid recruiting class your first year. You know, with the fact that, you know, with so many hundreds of players in the transfer portal, not enough spaces to go around. And so here's a chance for Clark Lee and that staff to help this team for 2021 by using the transfer portal to get a nice foundation to add to the players that are coming back.
I heard that they had 11 jump ship. They might have been encouraged to jump. I don't know. They'd really have to push me to get me out, I can tell you that.
Well, last I heard is somewhere around 1,900 in the transfer portal. And just think about it. There's 130 teams that are playing, Division I football, you know, the Power Five, Group of Five, the Independents. And the bottom line is the fact that also, remember, you know, if you want to come back, you did not lose your eligibility last year. And so you've got those guys coming back. You've got the folks in the transfer portal. So many ways to help your team immediately this year.
Well, maybe he can do good. Has he hired any assistants that you know of?
Yes. In fact, like he's continuing to put his staff together. And we're going to get, obviously right now still a busy time, especially leading up to the late signing period coming up in early February. But, you know, once he has his staff together, certainly going to be reaching out with regards to Clark Lee, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and more. I mean, honestly, I hope they are successful. I just think it's better when all 14 teams in the SEC are competitive, and I think that I speak for a lot of folks, especially around here, wanting that to happen.
I'd like to see it happen, too. Tennessee's been down. Of course, Vanderbilt's got to go up before they can go down. So it's been tough on everybody. But well, just wondering, I have not heard anything except that Vandy had 11 that left out, and Tennessee had 13, so there's 24 that's out running around hunting a place to go.
Well, and that's all right, because once again, you when you're in this situation with Clark Lee, with his established connections around as well, plus I think Barton Simmons, who he was a friend of the show, a longtime writer with CBSSports.com. He was also a part of, keeping up with, from a scouting standpoint, as far as all of these high school players and a part of those all-star games with recruiting and everything else. I think he's a nice addition to that football staff as well, because you need individuals like that. He's going to be, quote-unquote, the general manager slash director of personnel. They have their recruiting coordinator now in place. They've added a couple of new additions as far as their coaching staff as well. So it's, you know, he's like a lot of these coaches that got hired, in December. In so many cases, most of them are still putting together the staff that they want.
Has he taken any?
Well, and by the way, Jovan Hay is coming back too.
Well, good. Well, maybe he's got some recruits that they're going to bring in for February.
Well, like I said, between that and the transfer portal, the door is wide open.
Well, let's hope so. I'd like to see everybody be successful.
Absolutely.
Including Middle Tennessee State. Now, we need a boost up there. Why don't you boost them up a little bit?
Well, I will. I hear you. I see where you're coming from there. And look, I'm friends with Coach Stock still. You know, he's a Florida State guy. You know, he was quarterback with Florida State. So
He played quarterback.
That's right.
Yeah, I
think the world of Coach Stockstill.
Well, my daughter graduated out there. Got two grandsons that graduated out there, so I'm well endowed at Middle Tennessee State. So any help they can get, I'm sure they'd appreciate.
All right, buddy. Listen, thank you.
Well,
and
I do appreciate you anyway.
Happy early 2021 to you.
Well, thank you very much. You too.
All right, thank you. Because, Zach, by the way, it's our responsibility to help everybody's recruiting. Just remember that.
Sometimes it is.
All right, Mike in Melrose, welcome to the show.
Well, maybe I should be called a weirdo from Waco because I love watching baseball.
Do you watch every single game, though? Do you pay attention to every Rangers game? Because I know you're a Rangers fan.
I pay attention to who's ever on. I watch it. And as far as that goes, I guess I'm a degenerate, too, because according to Bill King, if you bet on baseball, you're a degenerate. But hear me out. And I'm not talking about you, Johnny, but I would rather somebody be well-rounded and not talk about football every single day. Talk about baseball. Watch some baseball. Enjoy baseball in the summer. Not talk about spring football or the Titans camp. Enjoy some basketball. Watch basketball in the winter. Watch the college basketball. Watch hockey. I don't care much for hockey. I do watch some hockey. So instead of football 365, 24/7, enjoy some baseball.
That's the strangest thing, Mike, which I don't know when this happened or why this happened, but it's just like locally here. And you look at it, you see it in the TV ratings, for example, you know, as far as the lack of viewership, for example, with college basketball until we get closer to March Madness. And I agree with you. I remember, and I go back and I wonder if it's because of the mistakes made, like for example, with college basketball, we had the build up because it would happen after Thanksgiving. Now it's before Thanksgiving, and you can throw everything as far as COVID-19. I'm not talking about this period because of COVID-19. I'm talking about even before that. But, you know, like with NASCAR, I mean, seriously, you're starting in February and you're still going on in November. I mean, something is broken there when you start thinking about how long. So, like with golf, I pay attention to the majors, but honestly, with golf, I don't know when a season ends and starts anymore because they seem like they're the same thing.
And I don't know if you keep up with soccer. I don't, but I used to date a lady who did, and that soccer goes pretty much 10, 11 months out of the year. And
is that what broke you up because you weren't paying attention to the soccer and she got mad at you?
Now, that's a story for another day, Johnny. But some people love watching soccer. I don't care much for soccer. That's, you know, just like you talk about the ratings on some of these sports, and baseball's low. Some people just don't like baseball. They didn't grow up playing baseball. Or they tried baseball and they were not good at it.
See, I love baseball. Like baseball. Maybe that's I think you hit the nail on the head, Mike. I think that's why Zach tunes out, because he just wasn't good enough in baseball.
Hold on now.
You said it.
Look, I'm not the one that had to play softball to get my kicks, all right? I was playing baseball. I tore my rotating bone in my right arm. I can't help that.
Tell me, especially after your dad would go home, tell me that every opportunity that we had in the off season that we would pick up some bats, some baseballs, and go out there on the diamond there at Greer Stadium.
Well, yeah, and that's just, you don't see much of that anymore. It's more the kids are more into soccer. Maybe there's more into hockey with the success of the Predators. And then I think you're going to see a big decline in football. I refer youth football, and you're going to see a lot of those are switching to flag football just because of how brutal the tackle football is.
Well, it's a lot of money, too, you know, especially for baseball, the gloves, the cleats, the bats, every little bit. That is, and the same with hockey. I mean, the hockey's the same thing. I think there's just more of a bolster for it because of the Preds, but yeah, you know, some of those sports are really expensive. So, you know, soccer,
well, especially travel ball. If you have a daughter playing softball, I mean, they go all over the South. You know, in the non-COVID-ish years, you know, they would go all over the Southeast in these tournaments,
and they still do.
Cost a lot of money as far as motels and everything else. So, hats off to them.
And that's the same on the AAU circuit in basketball, and that's why some of those kids never played baseball, or never tried baseball, and some of them were real good at baseball. You know, like Mookie Betts and David Price, but they get hooked on that basketball. It's, you know, a year-round deal.
And it's an easy thing to pick up and just do.
The reason why I went and transitioned to softball is because I watched a lot of these fast-pitch leagues of, you know, folks in their 20s and 30s, and last thing I would want is one of these individuals who thought that they could still play for the Yankees, didn't have the control, and popped me one in the head. So I'm good. I was good with softball after that.
Mm, well, see? You just got to stick in your lane.
Man's got to know his limitations,
sometimes.
Mike.
Let's go bowling sometimes, Johnny.
You can't handle my game, Mike. Just
Let's
saying
go
it.
Bowl. All right. Yeah. Have a good one.
Thank you. All right, coming up, we'll talk with Ron Higgins. He's editor of Tiger Rag Magazine. He's on the way. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. It's picked up even more so now on 24 going eastbound, headed back out towards Rutherford County. Just give yourself extra time. There's a crash with injuries tying up Charlotte Ave and 51st over on the west side. Dickerson Pike at Briley Parkway. That wreck also has some injuries. 40 East there at OHB and Hermitage over to the side. Belinda Parkway picking up over in Mount Julian. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. That's why you can use an entire bottle to make buffalo chicken dip. The kind you might make for when you're watching the game at home. And maybe this year there's less people around to watch the game with.
Yay!
But that just means there's more dip. And it's all for you. Some of you may say, that's too much dip. But deep down in your heart of hearts, you know it isn't. So go ahead. Finish it. Frank's Red Hot, don't judge. Frank's Red Hot. I put that sh** on everything.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, I'm not grumpy.
John, I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay.
You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio. WNSR.
Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Coming up just after 5, John Glennon with BroadwaySportsMedia.com. But right now, a good opportunity to visit with our buddy Ron Higgins, editor with Tiger Rag Magazine, LSU, SEC, and more. Ron, happy new year to you, buddy, and welcome to the show.
How y'all doing, man?
Life is good. Hey, listen, we were talking about this before the break, and, you know, because I love talking football, NFL, college football, every day of the year, there's always something you can talk about as far as college football or the NFL, and I wish that, you know, and I don't know when this trend started. I don't know if it started when we don't have players staying around for 3 or 4 years anymore. I mean, remember, Barkley stayed around, Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, people like that stayed around. Maybe it has to do some with the fact that I'm looking at the AP top 25 right now. When's the last time you looked at the top 25 as far as college basketball?
Basketball?
Yes.
Maybe a couple of weeks ago, but it's so incredibly even that, I mean, honestly, I mean, there's not a team out there, even if I watch Gonzaga, there's not a team out there that I go, wow. That team is awesome.
Or must-see TV. I mean, I look at the fact. I mean, just from the Southeast alone, the lack of interest in college basketball. I mean, think about this. Right now, going from 1 to 9, Gonzaga, Baylor, Villanova, Texas, Iowa, K Kansas, Michigan, Creighton, and Wisconsin. And, oh, by the way, Wisconsin at number 9, just on Tuesday night, there was a run in that game with Michigan outscored Wisconsin 43-6 in that 20-point win over Wisconsin. So, yeah, yes, there's Tennessee at number 10, but even that doesn't resonate right now.
No, I mean, right now, Beth, you see, the hottest team's Alabama, and I mean that's a bit of a surprise. But honestly, throughout this league, there's nobody that really you feel like right now you can say that team's going to win it. But you just really can't say it. I mean, I've seen a bunch of teams already in person and on TV, and I can tell you, I mean, there's just not a lot out there that wows me. I mean, Texas lost last night to Texas Tech. I mean, at home. I think it's extremely even. Does that make for a lot of interest and intrigue? I don't know. I mean, there are people who are complaining that Alabama makes football boring because they destroy everybody. I don't think so. You know, I like watching Alabama. I thought they were – I like watching Devontae Smith being used in all kinds of different ways and innovative ways to get in the end zone. It was enjoyable. Maybe not enjoyable to, people trying to guard him or defend him. But to watch Alabama do what they do almost on a yearly basis is pretty remarkable. It really is. And so I enjoyed that.
Well, there's two things that I wish they would change. First of all, the season not tipping off in basketball until after Thanksgiving. And then secondly, I hate the 1 year and done. I hate the one and done. You know, find something else. Go to a minor league. Well, I don't care. I cannot stand the 1 year and done situation.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's of course that's on the NBA. It's not on college. That's the NBA doing, and they tried to get the NBA Players Association to change that for years, and they haven't done it. A lot of people for a long time have disliked Calipari because of the one and done rule, but the rules there, he just takes advantage of the rule as it's played. He doesn't necessarily like the one and done. I don't know of any coach who likes the one and done who has to, like, completely rebuild his team almost every other year. To try and do that, it's unbelievable. And it doesn't make for great, great team basketball. It's why so many mid-majors have a shot every year at getting a string of upsets in the tournament and or maybe even making a run. Because their team's full of juniors and seniors. I mean, I tell you, when you get a Power 5 team that's young with a lot of talent and you put them against a mid-major team, most of the time I'm taking the mid-major team.
Absolutely.
They know how to play together. They know how to play together. They play team basketball. There's cohesion there. And you see it over and over. I mean, almost every time SEC team schedules in mid-majors, it's problems.
I mean, I'll give you an example. Creighton right now, they're 8th in the AP poll. They're 6th in the coaches' poll. And when I was, as a preteen keeping up with college basketball, I would know the star of Creighton. And it wasn't just me. I mean, I go back to Indiana State and Larry Bird. We didn't just discover Larry Bird when he was in the finals against Magic Johnson and Michigan State. We discovered Larry Bird early in that season, and people were paying attention to Larry Bird in Indiana State. And it wasn't like Indiana State was a household name either. And that's my point. I know what it used to be like, and I know what it's like today, and I'm one of those individuals not really happy about it.
You know, one of the funny stories I heard on Larry Bird was when Nolan Richardson was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, he was talking about in his induction speech, he didn't know Larry Bird was a white guy.
And wow.
He listened to a radio broadcast of an Indiana State game, and he kept saying, all I heard was, Bird this, Bird that, Bird this, Bird that. And I'm thinking, man, that brother can play. And then I saw who he was. I couldn't believe he was a white guy. And Bird's out in the audience. He's cracking up laughing. I mean, you're right. You don't get to know these players because they're here and gone. They're just here and gone. I mean, if they're here 2 years, you're lucky. I mean, 2 years tops, you're lucky.
My favorite Nolan Richardson story, Tennessee State played them right before Christmas one year in a non-conference matchup in men's basketball. And really nice guys showing us around the facilities. Frank Broyles was the AD there then. And it was really the first time I saw what money and national championships can do for a program, because the locker room at Arkansas, this was a time when, you know, a lot of programs were not even into that just yet. And and just looking at that locker room, your first thoughts would be, this has to be an NBA locker room. And this is after they had won a national title.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I mean, the Bud Walton Arena was his first year open, was the year they won the national championship, and they built that arena to specifications, and it was still a great arena.
Right.
But you know, again, I mean, even back when Nolan coached in his heyday in the mid-90s, you had guys who at least stayed in their junior years. You didn't have guys bailing a lot after a sophomore year. You didn't have much of that. And again, like you referenced, you know, Shaquille O'Neal stayed around to his junior year. He could have bailed after his sophomore year. Barkley stayed till he was a junior. He told me one time, he says, I finally left after my junior year because they couldn't find any more courses for me to pass.
Well, because back then, it's not like today where you have to be working towards a degree. Back then, you know, and the bottom line was, you know, just as long as you're taking classes and you remain eligible. That was the big key.
Yeah, that's what you tried to just get by on. And, you know, until there was a big hubbub about, you know, graduation, you know, graduation rates and progress of graduation, and
right,
that and that all changed somewhat. But again, the one and done rule is not a good thing. It's tough for fans to get attached to a team when you don't know who's playing from year to year. You know, have all new rosters, and I guess it doesn't make for great NBA basketball as far as bringing in young players in the league. I mean, a lot of these players are drafted on potential rather than having a pretty good idea of what they can do.
All right, Ron.
Yeah.
I was going to say, before we go, I'm going to give you a good minute here. Look, last year's LSU team in 2019, Alabama's team this year as far as college football, easily for me, two of the five best teams ever in college football history. 151 years we just wrapped up, right? But if you wanted to say there's one better than the other, I know you want to make the case for last year's LSU team. Why?
Yeah, and let me say this. I like both teams. I think both are fantastic. But the fact that LSU beat seven top 10 teams, and the fact that LSU played in a year where it was a pandemic and teams were at full strength every week, and LSU put up huge numbers like Alabama did. That said, I like LSU. That doesn't mean I don't like Alabama, because I think what they did was remarkable too. Yeah, they played some teams that weren't less than full strength. But again, to survive a pandemic year of stopping and starting and concentrating and focusing and refocusing, that says a lot for Alabama. And yes, they beat on the all-SEC schedule. I realize that. So, I mean, it's apples and oranges. I like LSU, but let me tell you what, it's not by much, because, you know, I'll say this, Alabama's best player is from Louisiana.
Nice to get that in there, by the way. All right, before we let you go, let the listeners know again what they can expect with Tiger Rag Magazine and TigerRag.com.
We go to TigerRag.com, and it's our Tiger Rag Magazine actually online, and you can read all the latest LSU news. It's a free website, so you don't have to. There's no paywall, and you can find me on Twitter at Ron Higg as we progress through basketball season.
See, this was a nice conversation. We didn't raise our voices. I kind of like that.
Isn't it unbelievable that people can actually talk like that?
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Hey, Ron, have a great rest of the week. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right, Ballpark. Take care. We'll see you.
Hey, be good, buddy. That's Ron Higgins, once again, editor of Tiger Rag Magazine. Coming up, we'll wrap up hour number one. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. Watching traffic increase even more so here in the last few minutes on the South Loop, the West Loop. It's been really busy at times here on 24 westbound, trying to get up past Ellington Parkway, James Robertson Parkway. It's a crash 65 northbound, and between OHB and Vietnam Vets being moved to the side. That wreck has some injuries in the 3600 block of Arcadia Circle. That's out near Percy Priest Lake. Hey, check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on time traffic.
The final lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Anthony Alfredo is moving up to the Cup Series. It was announced recently that he will drive for Front Row Motorsports in their number 38 Ford Mustang. Toby, our co-host for our podcast, The Final Lap Weekly, and TobyChristie.com, well, he chatted with Anthony recently, and he had this to say about this massive opportunity.
Oh, I'm very excited. You know, it's a huge opportunity for me to go compete at the highest level of stock car racing and fulfill a childhood dream of mine with just such great people who believe in me and have really made this come together. Everyone at Front Row Motorsports, Bob, Jerry, and all of our partners. Very exciting. Definitely hasn't hit me fully yet. It probably won't until we get to Daytona, but it's going to be so great to compete every single week and run a full-time schedule, especially at this level. The Cup Series schedule is very diverse now, too, as far as going to more road courses and things like that. So I'm looking forward to just getting more experience overall and becoming a better race car driver and building chemistry with the race team as well, because it's something that I hope to be long-term. You know, I feel like I wouldn't call it a long road to get here. You know, that's pretty fast. But now I'm at the Cup level, I almost feel like I'm just starting now. You know, like I hope this is the start of a long-term future, and I'm looking forward to getting the season started.
Hey, check out the full interview on this week's edition of the Final Lap Weekly. Subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts. Just remember, the Final Lap Weekly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie, executive producer of Nashville Sports Radio and host of Predneck Nation Radio, here talking to you about my favorite place in Nashville to get a cup of coffee, Bongo Java. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel on Fifth Avenue, it's my go-to choice for a morning routine. Stop by, pick yourself up an Egg McBongo or a Bongo Burrito, and if you're looking for the perfect gift, get them a Bongo Java gift card so they can start their days the Crazy Charlie way. Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
Listen live online to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show at WNSR.com.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Zach Williams. With this reminder, you know, on average, a DUI can set you back $10,000. It can also cost you your life. So remember, fans don't let fans drive drunk. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Couple of NFL notes today. So John Walford out. Jared Goff will start, so two former Cal quarterbacks will go at it in that first game on Saturday, 3:35 kickoff time, as the Rams on the road to take on Green Bay. And your thoughts, too, Zach, on the fact that it looks like Urban Meyer will be the new head coach of Jacksonville if they can work out all the final things with regards to the contract. Does that mean that Jacksonville will be a success, or will Urban Meyer have any effect at all on the Jaguars?
Well, I mean, if you look at Urban Meyer's history, right? Yeah, it's college football, but everywhere he's gone, he's won, right? And so if you're going to take a shot on somebody and you're the Jags that need help, you've been in a real downward spiral for a while, why not bring a guy in that knows the state very well, is very loved in the state? He's going to sell tickets easily. My only question is, he's going to have health problems, right? I mean, was that not the whole reason why he left originally?
Well, Florida, but as far as Ohio State, kind of runoff. But here's the problem. He's never coached, you know, as far as the NFL is concerned. And
at some point, you got to try it. You won't know until you try, right?
I know, but at this point, you know, you would like to have somebody with some NFL experience, because what may work with 18 to 22-year-olds is like, because remember, everybody's going to be making more than him, at least most of them are, and they're going to like, yeah, whatever, coach. So
yeah, if there's a guy that you're willing to risk it on, I think Urban Meyer's probably not a bad one.
And frankly, I don't like him anyway, so I hope he fails. So I hope he has the opportunity. I hope he has the opportunity to fail in Jacksonville. And how better for us the fact that he's doing it in the same division where the Tennessee Titans live as well. All right, hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming up. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.